This recording, Hungary 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at the zoo, at the old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, she checked herself in a mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gentle stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth, laid her on the right side, then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of the penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I came to this country from a place where, besides major political disaster, no other natural disaster ever happened. In 1994, I believe so, it happened, a Northridge earthquake, when I was planning to go to work very early, like 4 o'clock in the morning, because it was a holiday, a school holiday, and then I was going to go with the children somewhere to have fun after work, coming home early. But somehow, I was too tired, and I decided not to do it. And I was very tired, sleeping, when my daughter started to shake me up. They're, Mommy, Mommy, it's an earthquake. Finally, I managed out from the bed. We were trying to go down the stairs, but all the stairs were covered with books because the bookcase was knocked down. That was on the hallway. We realized we couldn't turn on the light. We couldn't open the garage door. We had to go to the front door. Then grabbed a couple of clothes. By the time we went outside, our neighbors, everybody was shivering, shaking outside because everybody just ran out from the house. And my godson was here, who was sleeping downstairs in the basement area. And he first didn't know what's going on. His mirror got knocked down from the floor, from the wall. So finally he heard us and then he came. So we were standing outside. And we managed to open up the garage door, to detach the rail and open up the garage door, and then luckily we had a van. We moved the van out, and then that's where we were sitting because we were not able to come back. It was like the aftershocks were happening like every 5-10 minutes. So we spent the rest of the night outside. It was like 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the afternoon, in the morning. Spend the rest of the morning outside. Everybody was outside, whoever could escape. Some people got trapped. It was pretty devastating. So in the morning, when we assessed what really happened, we came into the house. Everything was out. I mean, from the cabinet, the glasses were broken, the sugar, honey all over. I mean, this place of the kitchen looked like that. You couldn't even step anywhere. The television was knocked down in the middle of the room. The piano was in the middle. We had a big fish tank The fish were all over on the carpet. We tried to pick up what we could, but since it was so dangerous, the aftershocks were happening